Save big money on everyday items you need at Menards. Eliminate odors with Damprid Moisture Absorbers. They're perfect for basements, attics, closets, and more. Damprid Moisture Absorbers work to attract and trap excess moisture to create noticeably cleaner, fresher air. Save big on Damprid Moisture Absorbers at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode today. Today is a bit of a vulnerable one. This is already my third time trying to record this because I'm not quite sure how I want to word what I want to say here. This was also an idea I thought of probably 10 minutes ago prior to recording this, but it's something I now like can't get out of my head, and I really want to share some things that I've been learning about myself, but it's vulnerable. The more I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. It's a bit hard for me, and I just want to be real with you guys. And this podcast is all about showing up imperfectly and allowing yourself space to just be. And that's what I'm doing with myself right now. And so I hope you can take this as a sign to do that for yourself as well. Allow yourself to show up imperfectly, have the uncomfortable conversation, open up to someone that maybe you feel a little bit vulnerable and afraid to. Give yourself space to be messy and unclear and not knowing what you want to do. I'm very much in the thick of all of those kinds of things in my life right now, and it feels so chaotic and overwhelming, and I don't know. One day I feel great, the next day I feel so low, and the ebb and flow, the back and forth is just a lot, and I feel like it's been really getting to me lately. But throughout this whole process, I have been learning so much about myself. Huge thanks to therapy and my therapist that I've been meeting with for, I don't know, 8 months now or so. I just wanted to share today some things that I've been learning. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you don't relate at all. Maybe it inspires you to question something about yourself a little bit more. Maybe dig a little deeper into yourself or accept yourself a little bit more. Have compassion and kindness for yourself a little bit more, because those are all things that I'm working on, so I hope you can do the same. I have a little list here in front of me, but like I said, this was such a last minute idea. Bear with me if it's a little bit rambly, but this is a podcast, so this is a place to ramble, and I'm so grateful that you're here. So to jump right into this episode, I'm going to start with lesson number one that I have learned about myself, is that I tend to make up stories about what other people are thinking or saying about me. This is something I've done my entire life, and I feel like now I'm finally recognizing that that's something I do, recognizing the challenges and discomfort it has caused me to feel, and recognizing that that's something I just don't want to do anymore. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. It doesn't bring me happiness. It doesn't bring me peace. It just kind of pulls me further away from myself and is painting these pictures that are more likely than not completely untrue. So, yeah, I've been learning that, or I've just been kind of strengthening the ability to recognize when I do this and when I kind of paint this very elaborate, detailed picture of what someone's thinking about me or what they're saying about me without any sort of basis or foundation of truth or knowledge or evidence or anything like that. Yeah, it's recently just kind of gotten way out of hand. The other week, I had a lot on my plate. I had a lot to do for work, a lot to do outside of work. But on top of that, I was putting so much pressure on myself to perform perfectly, to do everything on time, to finish everything, to just I don't know, I put everything aside. I put all self-care aside and it didn't feel good. No, it didn't feel good. I don't suggest doing this at all. And within that week, it was really hard for me to recognize, but now kind of a week out, 2 weeks out, being able to reflect back on that time, I was telling myself so many lies about all these people and what they were quote unquote saying about me, or how they were quote unquote disappointed in me, or how they were quote unquote annoyed at me. Yeah, it was just, looking back, kind of crazy that I was just living by these untrue quote unquote truths that I was believing. That's not the right, that didn't make sense. But anyway, I was just taking these thoughts to be my truth, even though they were based on no foundation of actuality. Like, for example, like at work, I was just believing that my boss was thinking less of me, or thinking I was slacking, or thinking I wasn't doing enough. And so I was putting so much pressure on myself to do extra and work and stay up late and do these things. And I have a design client that I'm working with, and I had to get her a file. And I just was constantly thinking, oh, she thinks I'm slacking, she thinks I'm late, she thinks I'm not working fast enough, she doesn't like what I'm doing, she hates it. When she never ever said that to me at all. And when I sent it to her, it was all positive, it was all love. And I don't know, I guess I just wanted to share this to say that you're not alone if you do this as well, and you're not crazy, and it's not a reason to be hard on yourself. But it is something to recognize, and it is something to catch, and it is something to really challenge yourself to reframe. Because if you allow your anxiety or your irrational thoughts to shape your reality in a way that kind of makes you believe that everyone is thinking less of you, thinking, you know, negatively of you, that is just sort of really, really harming your self-image and your ability to trust yourself. And that's something I'm really realizing now, and kind of understanding that this thought process and my perpetual need to please people and my worrying about what people think of me, that's all because I have just been listening to these anxious thoughts, listening to these compulsive thoughts, and taking them as my truth and not really questioning them at all. And I know that that's why I'm where I'm at now, and I'm in a journey to building self-trust, and it's hard and it's challenging at times, but I'm slowly sort of reversing the thought processes that I've just been living by for so long. So I guess all this to say is that if you struggle with feeling like the world's against you and every person is ashamed of you or disappointed in you, or, you know, thinks negatively of you, and you have absolutely no facts to back that up, really start to question that. What I've been doing that's been helping me is like trying to tune into myself a little bit more, which I didn't do the other week, but now reflecting back, I was way overworked. I was so tired. I was not taking care of myself. I was just throwing self-care out the window. So I was just in such a dysregulated place that I didn't even have, oh my God, I'm like jumbling my words today, that I didn't even have the mental capacity to kind of correct those thoughts and correct the thoughts that everyone is disappointed in me. I didn't have the mental capacity. I was just so drained that I just had to, or I only had the energy to take my thoughts as truth, and I couldn't even question them further. So I guess my advice there is to just really tune into the body, tune into your body when you feel this is happening, when you feel like there's an overwhelming amount of thoughts and opinions and judgments of you that no one's actually said about you, but you're kind of believing that's what they think about you, or you're worried about what people will think of you or how they're perceiving you. And try to recognize in yourself if you are sleep deprived. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Are you fearful? Are you feeling doubt? Are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling depressed? Are, you know, a lot of these kind of things and these irrational thoughts and the inability to be able to reframe these thoughts, I've been learning, it shows up more, or it feels harder to rationalize and reframe when us ourselves are in kind of an activated, out of balanced place. That's been something I've been really focusing on, and that kind of leads right into another lesson that I have learned about myself is that I tend to try to make big life decisions in these moments of activation and dysregulation and imbalance. Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off? I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, P-I-P-O-D, for 15% off today.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Which just is a recipe for disaster. Again, don't recommend it at all, but it seems to be something that I've built the habit of doing. And I seem to think that late at night, when I'm overthinking everything and I'm sleep deprived, that's the time to, like, you know, buy new things for my apartment or look at new apartments online, or I don't even know, think of messaging, you know, someone I've been meaning to message, or have super deep chats with my boyfriend about life and its purpose and its meaning. And he's just like, Jenny, what the hell? Like, it's literally 11 p.m. Just go to bed. It's okay. Like, it's okay. And it is okay. I need to take his advice. I've just realized that for some reason, either like early in the morning or late at night, when I tend to notice that my anxiety peaks a little bit more, my brain is like, oh my God, all these other things you haven't thought about, let's think about them right now and figure it out right now, find a solution. And so I feel like for a lot of my life, I mean, all of my life up until now, I have taken that to be truth. I've taken that to be my truth, and I have acted upon that, and I've stayed up so late some nights trying to finish a project, trying to find a solution. So yeah, I guess that's something I've learned about myself, is that when I'm feeling more activated and a little bit more anxious, my brain tends to want to find the solutions, find conclusions, and, you know, find a way to get rid of this activated feeling and anxiety feeling. But I'm here to say that finding and acting upon it and finding solutions isn't actually the cure, and that trying to, you know, talk through these things late at night and make these big decisions when you're in an irrational sort of state of mind, it is just a recipe for disaster. And I mean, this is totally speaking from my experience. You may have a different experience, but that's something I've learned about myself, is that I tend to want to make big decisions in these moments of dysregulation. And I'm just denying the fact that I'm actually dysregulated and activated and imbalanced, and therefore I'm suddenly surprised why it's so difficult for me to make these decisions. But really, it makes so much sense. I am just needing sleep. I'm just needing water. I'm just needing rest. Maybe I'm hungry and I'm just needing food, and that's it. It's not my inability to make decisions. It's not my inability to be efficient. It's not my inability to get things done. It's just, I'm needing other things in that moment, and I'm not recognizing it. So that's something I've learned about myself, and I'm actively working on trying to reframe that and recognize that in myself, and most importantly, have kindness and compassion with myself in those moments, and not judge myself when maybe I try to make a big decision, you know, in the future. Next thing I've learned about myself is that I've had this very sort of warped perception of self-acceptance. For my whole life, honestly, I feel like I have struggled to accept myself, and still do. Still am working on accepting myself and being okay with the person I am and the way that I look and the body that I have. And I know that I'll get there, but I've come to learn that why accepting myself the way I am is so difficult for me is because I have been living with the perceived reality that I can't accept myself until I accept all the parts of myself. So, for example, I can't accept myself until I break the habit of going to bed late. I can't accept myself until I stop people-pleasing. I can't accept myself until I have a certain body type. And so, like, all those types of things, I have just kind of somehow made myself believe that I can't accept myself until all these things happen. And that is just the classic case of the endless unsatisfied loop cycle, that you'll never accept yourself because you'll never be satisfied. There will always be one more thing that you want to change about yourself, and you'll just never be satisfied and therefore never accept yourself. And I feel like I've been on that hamster wheel for long enough to finally understand and learn the lesson that in order for me to grow, in order for me to progress into a stronger human being mentally, physically, is to accept myself and accept myself with my flaws and with the habits I don't love right now. I don't know why that's been so difficult for me to wrap my head around, and I definitely still have some doubts sometimes, but I've really come to learn that true growth comes from accepting where you are right now and allowing yourself to sort of flourish and grow from there. I always used to think that self-acceptance was sort of like, I'm accepting myself where I'm at right now, and that means I'm not trying to grow and I'm not changing anymore because I accept myself. But that is not the point of self-acceptance, I've come to learn. I forget the quote, but I heard a really good quote that, let me look this up. Okay, according to tinybuddha.com, this says, acceptance is not submission. It's the acknowledgement of the facts of a situation, then deciding what you're going to do about it. This is a quote by Kathleen Casey Thiessen. Anyway, the first part is the part that really resonated with me. Acceptance is not submission. And I think I've just been living with the reality in thinking that acceptance was submission and kind of just accepting that this is where I'm at and I can never go on from here. But that is not what acceptance is. And exactly as this quote says, acceptance is not submission. It's just accepting the facts of where you are at now, accepting all the parts you like and all the parts you don't like about yourself, and deciding where to go with it. And whether that's deciding to change certain habits, deciding to move somewhere new, deciding to grow in different ways, that's a big lesson I've learned about myself. And I feel like it now is something, now that I'm kind of understanding it better, it's something that I can directly apply to my eating disorder recovery as well. You have to accept that you have an eating disorder. You have to accept that you're facing a challenge and that maybe you're diagnosed with an illness and that you are mentally struggling. You have to accept that first in order to actually embark on recovery. And I know everyone's recovery stories are different and how they start and why they start. So this is not a one size fits all at all. But at least in my experience, I couldn't really start true recovery until I fully accepted that I have a problem and this is something I want to change. And I think for a long time I was so scared to accept it because I was under this past mindset that acceptance is submission, and that if I accept I have an eating disorder, I'll have an eating disorder forever and I'll never work through it. But that is just not the way self-acceptance works. Self-acceptance is not submission, and it's just a kind of a way for you to checkpoint and kind of build a foundation of where you're at and decide how you want to heal, how you want to change your actions moving forward, how you want to change certain behaviors or mindsets moving forward. And so it's something that I can directly apply to my eating disorder recovery, and I hope you can too. If this is something that you're struggling with and feeling like you're struggling to accept yourself where you're at because there are maybe parts of yourself or things about your life that you don't like, I challenge you to accept that and try to build acceptance within how you speak to yourself, within how you view your surroundings and your situation. And I know it's not easy at all. I'm working on it as well myself, but I really now believe that with that self-acceptance and with the acceptance of life as it is, that will enable you to fully grow into the person you're meant to be, full of so much life and love and excitement, and you'll flourish into the person you're meant to be.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
But it all has to start with a place of acceptance, and that's something I'm learning a lot right now. The next point and the last point I'll make today on this episode that I have been learning about myself is that I still have a very up and down relationship with my body. And I've definitely talked about this before, and I have so many podcast episodes about body image and my journey with body dysmorphia, but let me know if you want another sort of recap or maybe an update on my journey regarding that. But that has been a big lesson to me the past year, is that I feel very confident in my recovery. I feel very confident in fueling and nourishing my body and knowing what foods and what amount of foods works well for me and not really questioning it anymore. And I never compensate food with movement or vice versa. But my relationship with my body, she's a bit up and down, honestly. I still look at myself and I struggle to say positive things in the mirror. I still select certain clothing pieces based on just like how I think I look in them. I just feel like I still make a lot of decisions, and I hate trying on clothes in stores. I don't really like changing rooms and seeing myself in the mirror, and yeah, this is kind of weird to say out loud. I haven't really said this out loud much, and I feel a little bit of shame saying this, but equally, I know that it's okay to not love your body all the time. I feel like more often than not, I see my body with neutrality. I'm really trying to shift towards that. And I know I have a whole episode on this as well about finding body neutrality. And that's something that has been more of a priority for me in learning this about myself and learning that I still have an up and down relationship with my body. Striving for body neutrality is much more within reach for me right now than striving for full body acceptance, self-love. And that is completely okay. I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with just trying to see your body as neutral, see your body as what it is, a vessel for your soul. It's a machine that needs fueling with food and water and nourishment. You know, if you want to have no opinions about it, good or bad, that's completely fine. And that's honestly something that I'm working towards. And so if this is something that you resonate with and you feel like you have an up and down relationship with your body and, you know, just sometimes you don't feel the most comfortable in your body, that's okay. It's not something to be super hard on yourself about. I think the acceptance piece coming kind of more full circle is a huge piece of this as well. I am really wanting to accept my body and kind of move a little bit further from the body neutrality rather than not thinking anything about it and not placing any judgment, which is a really great first step. You know, it's better to have a neutral sense about your body than, you know, super negative judgments about your body. But I think as I've been working with the body neutrality, my next step for me is getting to sort of body acceptance, accepting where I'm at and trying to just find peace with it. And hopefully with that will come more positive thoughts, but I'm not placing those expectations. I'm not placing pressure on myself. The biggest thing I want to have with myself is one, just accepting my body for the way it is and, you know, the way it visibly looks, but also accepting where I'm at with my relationship with my body and accepting that it's hard for me right now at times. And it doesn't feel great all the time right now, but I'm accepting that. And I'm trusting and I'm knowing that it will get better over time, and it may never be perfect. We're humans. We're never 100% perfect all the time. I'm just trying to have grace and compassion with myself through this, and I hope you can do the same too, because you're beautiful inside and out, and your body is doing so much for you all the time. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the episode. I feel like this was a bit of a shorter one. I hope you found those useful in a way, or helpful in a way, or encouraging, or made you feel less alone. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. If you hated it, let me know as well. If you're like, Jenny, I don't like this kind of style, that's fine too. I'm sending so much love, as always. And you can find the podcast on Instagram as well, if you're interested to follow along over there. It's at perfectlyimperfect.pod. And you can follow my Instagram at jenny.mini, and both are also available on TikTok as well. And yeah, if you're listening to this episode and you want a little visual, the podcast is now on my YouTube channel, so you can watch the videos there. And vice versa, if you're watching this and you ever want just the audio, you can find me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are all the places where you can find me. Hope to see you there, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.